Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Sonmarg tunnel in Jammu and Kashmir, the project to boost tourism and all-weather connectivity in the region. Army chief says situation is sensitive but stable on the northern borders, affirms forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation. Lakhs of devotees take holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj as Mahakumbh begins. Cold wave grips northwest India, minimum temperature likely to plunge by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius, dense fog affects Delhi-bound train services. And Kho Kho World Cup 2025 to begin at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and dedicated the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel to the nation in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Dr. Jitendra Singh, JNK Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, senior UT ministers, Parliament members, legislators and senior tunnel project officials are present on the occasion. We now take you live to the PM's address.
अब तो कश्मीर वादी रेल से भी जुड़ने वाली है। मैं देख रहा हूं कि इसको लेकर भी यहां जबरदस्त खुशी का माहौल है। ये जो नई सड़कें बन रही हैं, ये जो रेल कश्मीर तक आने लगी है, अस्पताल बन रहे हैं, कॉलेज बन रहे हैं, यही तो नया जम्मू कश्मीर है। मैं आप सभी को इस टनल के लिए और डेवलपमेंट के इस नए दौर के लिए भी तहे दिल से बधाई देता हूं। साथियों, आज भारत तरक्की की नई बुलंदी की तरफ बढ़ चला है। हर देशवासी 2047 तक भारत को डेवलप्ड नेशन बनाने में जुटा है। ये तभी हो सकता है जब हमारे देश का कोई भी हिस्सा, कोई भी परिवार तरक्की से, डेवलपमेंट से पीछे न छूटे।
Earlier, the Prime Minister inspected the tunnel and was briefed about the project. The Sonmarg tunnel will significantly reduce the travel time to just 20 to 25 minutes between Gagangir and Sonmarg. The tunnel is equipped with cutting-edge technologies that provide real-time updates and seamless connectivity for users. This futuristic infrastructure will enhance the travel experience and also set a new standard for road connectivity in the region. The work on the tunnel project began in May 2015 and was completed last year. The opening of the tunnel is a major step towards making the Ladakh region accessible by road throughout the year. It will increase socio-economic development throughout the region, including Kargil and Leh districts. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the situation is sensitive but stable on the northern borders. He affirmed that the forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation and building a robust infrastructure at the border areas is the key priority of the Indian Army. Briefing during the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said the situation is under control in the Jammu and Kashmir region and it is moving forward from terrorism to tourism.
Coming on to JNK, situation is firmly under control. Past year, 60% of terrorists eliminated were of Pakistan origin. Tourism, development activities, Amarnath Yatra, where we witnessed more than 5 lakh pilgrims this time, and peaceful conduct of elections are indicators to a positive change. So the theme of terrorism to tourism is gradually taking shape.
On the eastern Ladakh front, General Dwivedi said contentious issues at Demchok and Depsang have been resolved, allowing patrolling and traditional grazing activities in the areas.
In October 2024, situation in Depsang and Demchok in eastern Ladakh got resolved. The patrolling to traditional areas in these two subsectors has commenced. Similarly, the traditional grazing has also commenced in these two areas. Own deployment along LSA is balanced and robust. We are well poised to deal with any situation. A focused capability development for northern borders enabled infusion of niche technology into our warfighting system and a whole-of-nation approach. We are progressing well.
On the current situation in Manipur, the army chief said synergized efforts of security forces and proactive government initiatives have brought the situation under control. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has rejected Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal's allegation that during a recent Delhi Development Authority DDA meeting, the land use of Shakur Basti area has been changed. He termed the allegation as baseless, saying the DDA has neither changed the land use of this colony nor has given any eviction or demolition notice.
DDA ने ना तो इस बस्ती का लैंड यूज चेंज किया है और ना ही DDA ने कोई इविक्शन अथवा डिमोलिशन नोटिस दिया है. श्री केजरीवाल जानबूझकर कोरा झूठ बोल रहे हैं और लोगों को गुमराह कर रहे हैं. 27 दिसंबर की मीटिंग में जिस रेलवे की जमीन का ट्रांसपोर्टेशन से रेजिडेंशियल में लैंड यूज चेंज करने का चर्चा हुई थी, वह रेलवे की दूसरी खाली जमीन है जिस पर कोई भी झुकी नहीं है.
As the nomination process is picking up pace for the Delhi Assembly polls, prominent leaders have started hitting the ground to woo the voters. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi is going to address an election rally in Seelampur area this evening. Leaders of the Delhi BJP unit and top leaders of Aam Aadmi Party are also campaigning in different areas to garner support in favour of their candidates. Senior AAP leader and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi will file her nomination paper today. More from our correspondent.
With back-to-back press conferences on a daily basis, all three prominent parties, BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress in Delhi, are leaving no stone unturned to set their agendas for the assembly polls. Meanwhile, social media platforms have also turned into political battlegrounds as ruling Aam Aadmi Party and opposition BJP are releasing memes, posters and satires to target each other. Through such creative campaign on social media, the BJP is questioning AAP over the issues of alleged lavish spending on the Chief Minister's residence by then-CM Arvind Kejriwal. Alleged insult of Purvanchalis by AAP and on the alleged liquor scam. It is also accusing the ruling party in Delhi of failing to fulfill promises related to health, school, roads and drinking water in the city. On the other hand, AAP is questioning BJP on the CM face in the poll through its different creative videos and posters. The party is also accusing BJP leaders of using foul language and registering fake voters. With Devakar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Delhi High Court has questioned the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government today for the delay in the submission of a Controller and Auditor General CAG report on the liquor scam to the Assembly Speaker. The scam led to the arrests of former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and senior leader Manish Sisodia. The court was hearing a petition filed by the BJP on the delay in presenting the CAG report to the Delhi Assembly. The court also addressed a plea by BJP MLAs, including Vijender Gupta, requesting a special session of the Delhi Assembly. While posting the matter for later today, the court noted that with elections approaching, a special session may not be feasible. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak tonight, we will bring you a discussion on TB Mukt Bharat with Professor Urvashi B. Singh, DDG TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. To participate, you can dial phone numbers 011-234-21050 and 011-231-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Now we bring you news from the Mahakumbh. Over 6 million devotees and pilgrims have taken the holy dip till now as world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, began today in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on Posh Purnima. Devotees, pilgrims and visitors are taking a holy dip in various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of River Ganga, Yamuna and mythical River Saraswati. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on the 26th of February, a rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds significance to the Mahakumbh this year.
An estimated 15 million devotees are expected to take a holy dip at the Sangam today. Besides the ritual bath, millions of devotees are observing the ancient tradition of Kalpavas at the Sangam. They will observe Kalpavas for 1 month till Magh Purnima, strictly adhering to the prescribed rituals. Special arrangements have been made to ensure a smooth and spiritual experience for devotees during this sacred observance. Government has left no stone unturned to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable. A seven-layer security is in place for Mahakumbh. DGP of Uttar Pradesh Prashant Kumar said, Mahakumbh has started today and arrangements have been made for safety of people attending the grand event.
हम लोगों ने जो पारंपरिक पुलिस व्यवस्थाएं हैं उसके अतिरिक्त अधिक से अधिक तकनीक का प्रयोग करके बेहतर व्यवस्थाएं यहां के श्रद्धालुओं को दी हैं। हम ड्रोन्स के द्वारा तथा सीसीटीवी के द्वारा सभी जगहों पर क्राउड मैनेजमेंट ट्रैफिक मैनेजमेंट कर रहे हैं।
टुडे फ्लावर पेटल्स विल बी शार्ड ऑन द डेवोटीज फ्रॉम हेलीकॉप्टर्स। अनुपम मिश्र, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज।
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished everyone on the commencement of Mahakumbh 2025 at Prayagraj. The festival of Harvest Lohri is being celebrated today in North India, especially in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Chandigarh. Lohri marks the end of the long nights of winter and welcomes the longer days of summer as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. Lohri is celebrated very enthusiastically and zestfully, accompanied by many customs and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today greeted all Indian people living in the country and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Lohri, Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Mission Mausam tomorrow with the goal of making the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The mission aims to achieve this by developing cutting-edge weather surveillance technologies and systems, implementing high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites, and high-performance computers. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Rajasthan today. Northern, eastern and northeastern states of the country can experience dense fog in the morning and night hours during the next 2 days. IMD said northwest, central and west India are likely to witness a gradual fall in the minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the Delhi NCR region, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 12 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 2 hours. India's High Commissioner to Dhaka Pranay Verma and Bangladesh Foreign Secretary Mohammad Jashimuddin today discussed New Delhi's commitment to ensuring a crime-free border and effectively address the challenges of smuggling, movement of criminals and trafficking. Verma said the two countries have an understanding on the issue of border fencing for security and the two border guard enforcements, BSF and BGB, have been in communication in this regard. The Kho Kho World Cup 2025 will begin at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. This inaugural edition, backed by the Indian Olympic Association, will feature 20 men's and 19 women's teams. The Kho Kho Federation of India has named a 15-member squad each for the men's and women's competitions. The Indian men's team, led by Prateek Vaikar, is in Group A with Nepal, Peru, Brazil and Bhutan, while women's team, led by Priyanka Ingle, is in top in Group A with Iran, Malaysia and Republic of Korea. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Sonmarg Tunnel in Jammu and Kashmir, the project to boost tourism and all-weather connectivity in the region. Army Chief says situation is sensitive but stable on the northern borders, affirms forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation. Lakhs of devotees take holy dip at various parts of Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj as Mahakumbh begins. Cold wave grips northwest India, minimum temperature likely to plunge by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius, dense fog affects Delhi-bound train services. And Kho Kho World Cup 2025 to begin at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.